going to show you a great stretch routine for the neck, traps, upper back, and shoulders. I've been doing this stretch for a while, but every once in a while I find something new to add to it. So I'm going to show you the whole routine right now. First, just look to the left and to the right, just to get the joints moving. Tilt from side to side. I don't do combination of movements, meaning I don't roll my head all around at once. I do them in individual sections. So now I'll do this corner. I'll go through the front, and now I'll do this corner. I'll come back up. Now I'll do this corner, just little sections at a time. I don't do too many movements into my neck at once. Now I'm using this corner. Now I'm doing this corner. Now I'm doing this area. Now I'm doing here. Now I'm doing here. Now I'm doing rotation this way. Sometimes I put little movements in them. So I'll do the stretch and then I'll add a little yes or no. Or yes or no. Maybe I'll just, sometimes I just try some different angles from here. Just very light and gentle. Just exploring, stretching, working with my body. Then I pull this arm over to get the back of the shoulder along with the rotation. I may do little movements here, or I may just hold and relax. I'm gonna do the other side, but while I'm here, I could be stretching like this. I could put my feet underneath if I wanna get my feet to stretch while I'm doing it. And sometimes I like adding the foot stretch. I like stretching my feet as often as possible. They do a lot of work in those shoes and holding us around and carrying us around all day long. The other side. Good. For the front, I cross my right arm under. Do here. Not only stretch my neck, but my upper back. I do the right side. Left under, right over. The arm on top is the one that gets more of the stretch. Then backwards, pull up, head up, arms back. I'm doing left thumb on top now, and then I do right thumb on top. I do both. So right now my left thumb's on top. I'm reaching up high, I'm reaching back. I'm doing this quadrant a little bit. This quadrant a little bit, going straight back. And then the thumb that's on top, my left one, I go to the right side. So my right arm is on, coming out, my left thumb is up. And I put my ear to the shoulder that my arm is coming out. So right ear to right shoulder. I go to the side and I work the side a little. Then I come up and I turn my face to the same side that the arm is out. Get a nice stretch there. I go back, now I put my right thumb on top, go through the middle again, put my left arm out, my right thumb on top, left ear to left shoulder. Don't get too worried about the thumb and the side you're going to. Whatever you do is fine. Just do the opposite. On the other side, make sure you do it both ways. To the side, and then turn. This is a great neck stretching routine. And two more that you can do for the upper back. One is, you can sit with your feet out in front and bring your arms back. Only do a little bit at a time. Don't do too much. And you can start to just walk your hands back, knees bent, feet on the ground, tail tucked under, core engaged, chest up, head up and straight, and let your hands walk back a little. Elbows slightly bent, wrists relaxed, no tension on anything, just a light stretch through the chest and shoulder. And you can relax and stay there a little while, but remember, the longer you stay, the deeper you get into the joints and ligaments. But also, the longer you stay, the slower you want to come out of it. Start with a little. You can always add more tomorrow. You never want to do too much. It's always easier to add more the next day or the next week and continue to grow and continue to have your health improve. Don't create your own roadblocks. Okay, that's it. Watch for the back. And this is another great chest opener. I'm willing to get Sandy to show it to you because it's just that good. Arm out, bend it at 45 degrees, turn onto your side. Gently, 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 this is gonna be a good stretch. And for many people that never stretch it, it's gonna be an intense stretch. So you have that version. I'm just gonna show on the other side, arm out, 45 degrees, turn to your side. Your other hand is sort of helping you stay up. And the left arm, in this case, the one that's bent down to the side, is getting a nice stretch in the chest. Another option here is put the arm out straight, come back, turn the hips over, and then roll the leg out. Now you're getting a nice back stretch, you're getting a nice shoulder stretch, neck stretch, everything. Nice and relaxed. Left side, left arm out, right hand pushing down, right leg comes back, hip opens up, and rolls out, getting a nice stretch. You can go to drjohnfresh.com to look at my webpage. And while you're there, you can sign up for my Feel Younger blog. I have free gifts there for you and some bonus gifts. There's a lot of good stuff when you sign up. And you can also find my book, The Health Equation, on Amazon. That has winning moments, how to turn around everything you do in a day that's causing you problems and use those things to promote health. Health is Practically Free, which is the second book that's in the Health Equation book, which are the five pillars and laws of health, which means if you apply any of these five laws of health, and even if you apply two at once or all five, you even get better benefits, but if you apply any of those laws of health, your body will always produce better health, and the Health Equation is the third book that is within the Health Equation book. And that shows you how health works, how your body works, how aging works, how time works, how discipline works, all the things that are required to make any and every health program successful.